Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Rojas moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Rojas moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradford moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Bradford scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Cott drops the ball. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Pinson moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. Pinson moves to third. Shaw moves to second. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cot, and towards Orta, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards second. Orta picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Orta. Wolford moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wolford moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton has Wolford trapped. There's the throw to Downing and back to Melton, who tags Wolford for the out. Mayberry moves to third. McRae moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Healy reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. McRae scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Healy moves to third. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Healy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. May reaches second base with a double. Bradford goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Royals. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Potek moves to second. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orta moves to third. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Potek. Orta scores. Downing moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Eddie Leon now playing shortstop. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Healy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Santo moves to second. It's Royals, 4, White Sox, 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to third. Horta moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive towards the mound. Cott catches it and throws to first to double up Patek. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bradford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to third. Melton moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Allen scores. Melton moves to third. Henderson moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Joe Horner now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae strikes out. 1 out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayberry moves to second. 2 outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon strikes out. 2 outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Orta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 4 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolford bunts towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Forster now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.